Let's circle back to a story, Carrie, you had about an hour and a half ago, because this is really bothering me. I wish they would have never done that podcast. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
So tell everybody what their new philosophy is about taking a bath or a shower.
I don't think it's so new. I think they've been doing this for a while, but they don't shower very much anymore. They don't bathe themselves regularly. And as far as their kids go, they say, well, if you see dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point.
If
they're not dirty, we're just going to skip the baths.
I mean, I'm no Ball State graduate like you, but isn't bacteria invisible when it's on your skin? And it usually starts to smell bad, and you really can't look at it and go, well, that, you know.
Well, they say that, you know, they didn't even bathe their newborns, they said, on a regular basis. But they say that they wash their faces every day. You know, probably for her because she wears a lot, you know.
Well, you know what he said, right?
Well,
did you read what he said?
I'm afraid.
He said he only washes his groin and his underarms because that's the only two places that need to be washed.
Well,
says he washes those daily.
Yeah, washes their face. They wash their face and they splash water on their nether regions, but they don't take full body daily showers.
What?
Well, I prefer to say that over groin.
I know. I'm a little more crass down here.
Groin's not even the word that Ashton Kutcher used. That's like super nice compared to what Ashton used.
What he actually said?
Yes. Jim's saying it very politely.
See, I wish I didn't know this. Like, I wish I didn't know Matthew McConaughey doesn't use deodorant because he did that interview with Barbara Walters. Now, where he said, nobody needs deodorant if you eat right and drink a lot of water. And now this is all I can think about when I see them. You know, I just think about that. Like, do they smell bad? Or like, what's her name? Sheryl Crow.
Oh.
Do you remember Sheryl Crow?
Something about toilet paper.
Yeah, she was on a... Let me find the clip here. Okay, I've got it. Sheryl Crow was on a crusade to save the planet. And she was upset that people were using, or especially women, when they went to the bathroom, were using more than one square of toilet paper. So she decided to use her concerts as a platform to get women to stop doing that. Here's what she said.
Well, I did have one other thing, too, which I think this will catch on. If everybody just uses one square of toilet tissue. I mean, there are going to be those odd occasions where you have to use two or three. I mean, truth be told. But you can do that, right?
Let me ask you guys, is one square enough?
One square is not enough to clean up after my chihuahua. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, one square is not enough, in my opinion.
I wish you would have never said that. I mean, now that's when I see Sheryl Crow, that's all I think about, one square.
I mean, definitely I'm not interested in a meet and greet with her.
No, not at all.
Right.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.